We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Beis Oma Beis, and we are beginning from the two dots. Tanu Rabbanan, Kuf Lamed Beis Oma Beis, the two dots. Tanu Rabbanan, Mila Doiche Es Hatzaras, Bein Bezmana, Bein Shloi Bezmana. The Braisa tells us that Bris Mila is Doiche, if the baby has a Nega in the Mokam HaMila, you're allowed to cut off the foreskin, even though there's a nega on the foreskin, you let it cut it off, and you're not over the iser of cause. The iser deraisa, the shom of a nega tzaras, to cut off a nega, it's the iser deraisa. But with mila is deicha that, and mila deicha tzaras being bezmana, being shloi bezmana. Say if it's bezmana, and say if it's shloi bezmana. Either way, it is deicha the tzaras. Yomtiv, ain't deicha of bezmana bavad. Yomtiv. And of course, Shabbos is not doicha only bezmana, because it says v'yoyim shmini yom zahosa only bezmana. But if it's not bezmana, then it's not doicha Shabbos or yontif. Incidentally, stam agav yontif sheni is machlokes rishonim. If mila is doicha yontif sheni, it's a big shaila. Do we wait? Let's say a baby was born bein hashmoshes of a week before yontif, and then it's a shaila. You can push off a bris 3-4 days sometimes. If you have a 3-day yontif, you could push off yontif. You could push off the bris a while. But upon him, the ma'isa yontif ain't doicha ella bezmana bavat. How do we know that mila is doicha tzaras? How do we know? Tana rabbanan went to the brisa. Yimel b'sar loso. The pasuk says yimel b'sar loso. And v'afal pish yeshon beheres yakutz. Even though there's a beheres, even though there's a nega there, you still cut it off. Email b'sar lo, you must read the email b'sar lo. So even if it's beheres, you cut it off. Amani mekayim shogem shomav nega tzaras. I is alive to cut off a nega. B'sham mekayim mischutz amila. In other places in the body besides amila, that is where the lav of cutting off a nega. Oy einoy ella filu mila. Or maybe even by mila, there's an iser to cut off a nega. Amani mekayim email b'sar lo. So if it's man chayim by beheres. And when do we say email b'sar lo? When there's no beheres. The extra word basar, even though it's a beheres, basar teaches us you cut off the foreskin, you cut off the arla, even though there's a nega there. From the extra word basar. That means first the braisa thought that maybe you cut it off misvara, and the shalom nega tzaras talking about other makaymas. Then we says, no, maybe the opposite way, oh, you're right, you need basar. So again, we have to explain what the havmina was, what the maskana was. And we have a few pshatim in that. What's the having the brisa? What's the maskana of the brisa? And the brisa has to come on to a pasuk basar to teach us that we are doicha even a nega. That you could do a bris mila even in the makam of a nega. So Amar Rava, hi tana mikara manichle. Why was the tana happy in the beginning? Mikara manichle of save my kashle. At the end, what was bothering the tana? Hachikama. So Zokta Rava, this is pshat. Yimel b'sar lo, so in the Havmi we said the pasuk is the bris mila. Even though there was a nega over there in the makom hamila. Ah, imani mekayim shom nega tzaras. B'shar mekayim is chutz mila. Talking about other places besides mila. Aval mila deicha is a tzaras. My time. Why did we say that in the beginning? That was a svara pshuta. That mila deicha is tzaras. My time. The asa v'kav v'chaim because you have a kav v'chaim. Umas Shabbos chamura mila deicha is a madach Shabbos that's chamur has all the ancient vazaras. Still, mila deichayis, mila it pushes that away. So tzaras was much less than Shabbos like kol shekein. So that was the first shkafer shayna of the brisa that mila over deichah tzaras because deichah Shabbos. Of course, deichah tzaras. Maya ain't the kama. What does the Gemara say back? How the kama? I'm a mai to be Shabbos chamira. Who says Shabbos chamira? Then what's tzaras chamira? Why? Because tzaras can deichah savoida va'avoida deichah Shabbos. So the Gemara comes back with a kav v'chaim the other way, which is really the havmin of the Gemara before, which is a little bit shverlich than how the two brises stem with each other. Tosis has the kash already. Tamalaymar basa. That's when you basa v'afish yesh on beheres. You need a pasuk of basa teaches us even though it's a beheres, you still cut it off because you can't say that as a kav v'chaim if mila is deicha Shabbos for sure mila is deicha tzaras because maybe tzaras is more common than Shabbos because tzaras deicha avoid and avoid deicha Shabbos. Therefore, we need the extra word basar to teach us that even when it's baharis there, you could do the mila. That's one pshat in the havamina and maskana of the brisa. Where the maskana comes out, you can't say it misvara, and you have to have the extra word basar. The Gemara is now another mahalach. Lishna achrin. Mila doicha is tzaras my time. The brisa and the havamina assumed that mila doicha tzaras Because of a svara, the osi asay v'deicha loisasa. We know the Gemara in Yavama says, when you have one loisasa against one asay, you know who wins? The asay wins. The asay was strong. It says, where Hashem is saying, do it, is stronger than loisasa. So, the havmi we thought, that milas deicha tzras, my timer, the osi asay v'deicha loisasa. Well, my in the comma, so what was the Bryce's comeback? My in the comma, how the comma aimer the mean the osi asay v'deicha loisasa, loisasa greater. The only time we say asay is deicha loisasa when it's a loisasa by itself. Hi, asay v'loisasa hu. Nega, a tzaras, is two things. It's asay and a loisasa. First of all, the loisasa is a shomer. Benega tzaras, that's the loisasa. And it says, v'las es kosh yoyru eschem, that's the asay. So it has two, as I say, loisasa. I say, of mila cannot be deicha, I say loisasa. That's the Bryce's comeback. That, well, you can't say that the mila is deicha, because I say deicha loisasa. Why not? Because the tzaras is I say and a loisasa. Therefore, hi, I say loisasa, who, my name is Kai, you have a loisasa, but not shame, but beheres. When do you say mila, when is no beheres? Tam loya, bosa. That's the next word, bosa. Ba'afish yeshon beheres. So, upon the Bryce is coming out, that we have an extra word basar teaches us that you can later cut off a tzaras the makom amila, and the Gemara and the Braisa had a havaminus that did not work out. The kav chaymer that Shabbos is chomer that didn't work out. The vart of asay asay doglas asay that didn't work out. The only way you know is from the extra word basar. Okay, the imkain shver so tainach. Now, so we know that by a katan it says v'yemesh v'ni email basar losay. And by Godel also says, Va'orel Zacha Shalo Yimel Es Pesar Arlosai. So it says extra word Basar by someone who gets a bris on the eighth day, and by a Godel it says Besar. But now they need Besar, it teaches that even if Beharis did cut it off, how are you going to know a Mila Shloi Bezmana that's not a Godel? Tainach Godel Chsevu Basar. And Katanami Chsevu Basar. But Beinini, which means a child that's having a bris Shloi Bezmana, not on the eighth day, but he's not by mitzvah yet. He had no word basa by him. So there, the pasuk says, Himalachem kol zachar. And it doesn't say word basa. So how are you going to know there that's doicha tzeras? Beinini min olam. Amabaya asim ibinaya. You learn out from both of them. You learn out from Godol and from Katan. So a Godol directly like asi, you can't learn out beinini from a Godol. Why? You can't earn his car. You say, oh, it's mochomer. It's earn his car. That's why you could not go for naga. Mekatan like asi, you can't be a bezmana. That's bezmana. So Abaya says that the way you know Beinni is, you learn it out from Hatzar HaShav. So Akapadim, so far, just to recap again, that we're learning out from Basar, teaches us the word Basar, extra word Basar teaches us that even by a Nega, you can cut off the Nega in order to do the Mila. I don't say Basar. By Beinni, the reason is because the Beinni is learned out from Godel and Katan, that's where you know that it's even by a Beini, it's Deicha Tzeras. The Milo of Deicha Tzeras. Rav Amar, and remember, Legave, the Halacha of Deicha Shabbos, Taka only Milo Bezman is Deicha Shabbos. There it says B'yayim. The other ones say B'yayim, Taka it's not Deicha Shabbos, the other ones, only Milo Bezman. Now saying in Tzeras, even Shloi Bezman will also be Deicha. Rav Amar, a different way how we know Beinni could do it. Because Rav is going to say that Mila Bezmana doesn't need Basar. Basar we use for Beinni. But the Basar it says by Mila Bezmana, we don't need it for that. Why not? Rav Amar, Mila Bezmana Deicha Lo Tzricha Kro. You don't need a Pasuk for Mila Bezmana, that's Deicha the Tzeras. Makav HaChaimah asks, you know from Makav HaChaimah? Like the Havmin of Brisa before. Ma Shabbos the Chamira Deicha Tzeras. Ma Shabbos the Chamira. Deicha Mila's Deicha Shabbos is Chamer. I'm Lair of Safra Larova, am I? Diva Shabbos Chamira. How do you know Shabbos is Mochamra? Dilma Tzeras Chamira. Shkedechas Avoid, the Vavoidechas of Shabbos. What do you mean? Don't make Kavachamir, make Tzeras Mochamra, because Tzeras is Deicha Avoid, the Vavoidechas of Shabbos. So tomorrow, the Rova says back, no, Hosam Lavashim the Chamira Tzeras, Elmashim the Gavru the Loichazin. He says, no, that's Tzeras not Mochamra. The reason why Tzeras is Deicha Avoid is because the Gavru is Loichazin, like we spoke about before. Am I? So Rav is still saying, no, it must be Shabbos, Muhammad, and Taras. Taras is Deicha Avodah. It's only a technical reason because he can't cut off the Beharis and be mutter right away because he needs tefillah. So Safra says back, no, tenech legom temeim, legom tarim mai iklameimar. A negatar also stops you doing avodah because of balmum, and it's allowed to cut off a negatar also. And even though if you cut off a negatar, you'd be roy that day. So according to Rav Safra, Tainas, I see that nega is more chomer than avodah, it's more chomer than Shabbos, and if it's more chomer than Shabbos, so you don't have a kavachayim anymore. So you don't have a kavachayim anymore. So then I don't like kipshat anymore, Rav. Rav Safra says I don't like kipshat anymore, and we're back to step one. You need to do the tzara shava. Elam of Rav Ashi, a different reason. Rav Ashi is saying, no, Rav, you're right. And I'm saying a different reason in Yom HaHalach. That Shabbos is more chomer. Shabbos is more chomer. Why do you see that you don't do avodah by teras? Just cut it off. Just cut off the teras. And Rav Ashi, hey, chamrin, osi asev dechalei sasa. When do we say that asev dechalei sasa, gemila b'teras? That means that the mitzvah itself is you're doing the lav b'shas the mitzvah. And now in titzis v'kalayim, the be'inim is akir, when you're being oikir the lav, you're doing the mitzvah. The be'inim is akir lav, kamukni asay. You're b'kayim da asay. For example, doing the milo which asay is knocking out the lav at the same time. By kalayim also, we're in kalayim and tit at the same time. Hacha, by avoida, when you're cutting off that teras, are you doing avoida? No. You're setting yourself up for avoida. Hacha, be'inim is akir lav, loikam akamukam asay, not doing asay. And therefore, it doesn't apply these halachas, the kasha is, you should have cut it off. And do avoid, almost be avoid, it must be that teras more chomer. No, the reason why you can't do it is because b'shas, you're cutting off the teras, you're not doing avoida. It's a hechsher for avoida. And that you don't say that it's doicha. You never say that I say it's doicha loisa, it's not be'idna. It's not the same time. And therefore, he's saying is that really Shabbos is chomer. Really, like Rav is saying, really Shabbos is chomer. You tainted, teras is doicha avoida and avoida is doicha Shabbos? No, teras, the reason why it's doicha avoida is because you can't cut off the teras from avoida because it's not avoida of Shabbos Maisa. So comes out like this. That according to Abaya, the way you know that Beini is doicha teras is from Vatzara Shava. According to Rav, the extra word basar. Why? Because a Yom HaShmini, a Katam Bezman, does not need the Pasuk Basa. You learn that from a Kavachimer from Shabbos. So, the Rav of Rav Safra Tanoihi. This Machloikis, the Rav of Safra, do you learn out that your cut off Tzeras is from a Kavachimer like Rav, or you need the Pasuk of Basar, is Machloikis really Tanoim? Means Rav holds, you know, Mila Bezman knocks off Tzeras from a Kavachimer. Rav Safra, who asked the kasha, held he needed a basa. It's really machlekes tanoi. The tailor to the brayser, basa afbish yeshon beheres yimel de Rav Yosia. Rav Yosia holds to from the word basa. Teach us even though it's a beheres, you cut it off. Rav Yosia says, no, any tzarich Shabbos chamura doiche tzaras lekolshkin. If mila is doiche Shabbos which is chamur tzaras lekolshkin. That's like Rav's kavachaymer. So again, we said that the shail is, does a yom hashmini baby need the pasuk basa? According to Rav Safra, you need a pasuk basa, and that's like Rav Yosia. According to Rava, no, you have a kavachomer that if mila is deicha Shabbos, vada is deicha tzaras, and that's like Rav Yonason. And that's machlokes if a baby 8 days old needs a pasuk to teach us that cut off beheres, or you learn it from a kavachomer.